ruled by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good and God is all merciful. Antak pravishtak shatta jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does the living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the dictation from the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand Vedas from him. If one is serious to understand the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yo sotarvara vedagiyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, and the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performing Vedic rituals, discussing the Vedic philosophy, and worshipping the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction to understand Krishna and the process of understanding. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra confirms this in the following words. Tat tu samanvayata. One can attain perfection by understanding Vedic literature, and one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing the different processes. Thus one can approach him and at the end attain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, however, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of Vedas are clearly defined.
The body is acting within the heart of everyone. That was the Tahan reason.
Yes, that's right. I certainly believe.
Yes.
I certainly believe that. And I think we're very close, really, in our views of God, except that I'm concentrating on studying the working of God in the people today. You are studying the message of God given by Krishna. And I'm trying to show that they are the same. And they're the same too, as that revealed by Jesus and by other great.
No. When you speak of Veda, Veda means knowledge. The knowledge means knowledge of God. Any scripture that gives knowledge of God, that is Veda. Don't think that Veda's name, the only disciples who are Karma. Those are following the principles to give knowledge about God. That is Veda. Veda means knowledge. Basically, is a bit of jnana. Vidhatu is called Veda. Basically, jnana and then question of knowledge. These three forms are used. Basically, Veda, Veda, jnana. Vidhe is vidhan. Vidhate is sattaya. Lahi, vindati, vindati. This is the Vidhatu. Restitution. So, Vidhatu means to know. So, ultimate knowledge is to know God. That is the element. Veda is the Sadvai. Sadvai, all kinds of Vedas. All kinds of Sadvai. So, Bible can be taken as Veda. Because it is trying to give knowledge about God. Mainly, for a certain class of men. That's another thing. But the subject matter is how to know God. So that can be taken as also. Because ultimate knowledge is how to know God. Bhagavan Janmanananti Janavan Mahasabhadra. So we accept Bible also as Veda. But we simply say that they misinterpret the Bible commandments. The Bible says, Darshan of Kate and Kate can be blessed, meaning maintaining such a. What is this? This is my question. How they will understand God? Is that so much implicated in sinful activities? According to Vedas, there are four kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex, unnecessary killing of animals, intoxication and death. Yadra Mahasatu Jiva. So, God is pure. Param Dhamma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Dhamma. How one can approach God if he leads a sinful life? That is our profession. Live a sinful life. Then he will be able to understand God. You follow Christianity or Mohammedanism or Buddhism, it doesn't matter. Give us the sinful life.
The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart.
Yes.
They shall see God.
Yes.
The problem is see God, but only if there's purity of heart. And a simple person is not got that purity of heart.
This time, some of the very simple people have been near us at all in their great intellectual standing. It's true.
It's simple.
Well, it's a very difficult problem, because surely the whole of creation has been part of God's work, and the whole of evolution building up to man has consisted in the killing of animals, one species killing another.
So why human beings should be like one species of animal?
Well, man should gradually should grow out of that, I agree.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That means he's in lower state, animal state. He's killing, that means he's in animal state. So how he can see God? That then animal, cat and dog can see God. That's not God. How the animals can see God?
Well, we don't know at all what.
No,
we can't enter.
The Bible is meant for not the cats and dogs, it's meant for the human beings.
Yes.
Our Vedas are not meant for the cats and dogs. All shastras and scriptures and Vedas are meant for human beings. So if human beings remain from cats and dogs, how you can understand? If you voluntarily remain like the cats and dogs, then how you can understand? The Vedas, the Bible, the Quran. You cannot. Ram Prakasa Sarvastu Juhu Maya Sabhavi. We have to become pure before understanding what is God. Therefore, every civilized society has got a type of religion to become pure. So that you can understand God. Without being purified, how is it possible? It's not possible. So at least these things should be accepted as they are in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, illicit sex life, intoxication, and killing of animals. And these are in the Bible. Why they are not accepted? This is not our imposition, this is already there.
And then the other scripture.
Yes.
For purification, there are so many processes.
But how we can be God conscious without being purified?
Well, I think you're probably getting tired.
I'm sorry.
I'll say one thing. you want to see where in the world people are experiencing God, experiencing the relationship with God, you should examine part of just the movement.
Yes,
you see people who are living every minute of every day in relationship with God, and it's joyful,
yes,
and full of knowledge.
Yes.
Actually, it's not that we're studying the past, but we study a principle called Dharma, which means that principle of life which never changes.
Yes, that's a
major thing.
Well, I very much like to have records of experience, accounts of present day experience. Although, as I say at the moment, I'd rather seem to concentrate on the Western. I'm hoping to get scholars who are really Sanskrit scholars and people who really understand language of Oriental
medicine. No, first thing is, this is a different science. Science of war is not material science.
No.
Simply material academic theory, I do not say.
No, no, I agree.
East and Western will not help.
No, for example, to both, both from the East and from the West.
So if I become a Sanskrit scholar or Latin scholar, it is not sufficient. He must be God realized, purified, very beautiful. Adaskar Krishna Namani, Namavi Brahma, integrate. By all these grand material senses, it's not possible to understand what is God, what is His form, what is His name, what is His quality, what is His kingdom, what is His paraphernalia. These things are to understood. God means, that's why when you speak of king, king does not mean alone. King means, he has got his queen, he has got his kingdom, he has got his secretary, he has got his minister, he has got his parents, he has so many king. Right. When we speak of king, he says, you know, the Buckingham Palace, the Boarding House, and so on and so on. Similarly, God means, he has got his entourage also, everything. He's not alone. To understand God means to understand everything also. His name, his fame, his lila, his pastime. So, Ramadi. With all these blind senses, how can we cannot understand even the personality of God? What to speak of others? God is a person, it is a very difficult subject matter for a man to take it. Very difficult. So there is stated in the very God, we cannot understand. That because he is thinking materially. That this cosmic manifestation and creation is so big, and it is created by a person. How is this person? Because they do not know what is that person. Simply like the word person, he is Therefore, the Vedic scripture says, Ishara Bhama Krishna Satchidananda Jitra. His person is different. Satchidananda. That's not exactly with our personality. This is material, this is temporary personality. Now I am man, next time I may become God. Next time I become demigod. It is changing. It is not eternal. Stop. So God is not in there. And that's what Krishna says. Satavami Atman. He does not come here being forced by the material energy. He comes by spiritual energy. Satavami Atman. Find out this. Therefore, as soon as he is accepted as ordinary Abhijananti Mahamura, Param Bhavada. He does not know what is the power behind that. Really?
Ajo pisan navyayatma bhudanam ishvaro pisan prakritim svamadishtaya
prakritim svamadishtaya
sambhavamyatma mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. The Lord has spoken about the peculiarity of his birth. Although he may appear like an ordinary person, he remembers everything of his many, many past births, whereas a common man cannot remember what he has done even a few hours before. If someone is asked what he did exactly at the same time one day earlier, it would be very difficult for a common man to answer immediately. He would surely have to dredge his memory to recall what he was doing exactly at the same time one day before. And yet men often dare claim to be God or Krishna. One should not be misled by such meaningless claims. Then again, the Lord explains his prakriti, or his form. Prakriti means nature, as well as swarupa, or one's own form. The Lord says that he appears in his own body. He does not change his body, as the common living entity changes from one body to another. The conditioned soul may have one kind of body in the present birth, but he has a different body in the next birth. In the material world, the living entity has no fixed body, but transmigrates from one body to another. The Lord, however, does not do so. Whenever he appears, he does so in the same original body by his internal potency. In other words, Krishna appears in this material world in his original eternal form, with two hands holding a flute. He appears exactly in his eternal body, uncontaminated by this material world. Although he appears in the same transcendental body and is the Lord of the universe, it still appears that he takes his birth like an ordinary living entity. Despite the fact Lord Krishna grows from childhood to boyhood and from boyhood to youth, astonishingly enough, he never ages beyond youth. At the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, he had many grandchildren at home, or in other words, he had sufficiently aged by material calculations. Still, he looked just like a young man, 20 or 25 years old. We never see a picture of Krishna in old age, because he never grows old like us, although he is the oldest person in the entire world.
Oldest living entity, but Navajuva, just like him. Navajuva. Advaita Akshita Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Pusa. Purana means only, because he's origin. All living entity, but Navajuva. Just fresh young man.
Along with the oldest person in the whole creation, past, present, and future. Neither his body nor his intelligence ever deteriorates or changes. Therefore it is clear that in spite of his being in the material world, he is the same unborn eternal form of bliss and knowledge, changeless in his transcendental body and intelligence. Factually, his appearance and disappearance is like the sun's rising, moving before us, and then disappearing from our eyesight. When the sun is out of sight, we think that the sun is set, and when the sun is before our eyes, we think that the sun is on the horizon. Actually, the sun is always in its fixed position, but owing to our defective, insufficient senses, we calculate the appearance and disappearance of the sun in the sky. And because his appearance and disappearance are completely different from that of any ordinary common living entity, it is evident that he is eternal, blissful knowledge by his internal potency, and he is never contaminated by material nature. The Vedas also confirm that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unborn, yet he still appears to take his birth in multi-manifestations. The Vedic supplementary literatures also confirm that even though the Lord appears to be taking his birth, he is still without change of body. In the Bhagavatam, he appears before his mother as Narayana, with four hands and the decorations of the six kinds of full opulences. His appearance in his original eternal form is his causeless mercy, according to the Vishvakosha dictionary. The Lord is conscious of all of his previous appearances and disappearances, but a common living entity forgets everything about his past body as soon as he gets another body. He is the Lord of all living entities because he performs wonderful and superhuman activities while he is on this earth. Therefore, the Lord is always the same absolute truth, and is without differentiation between his form and self, or between his quality and body. A question may now be raised as to why the Lord appears and disappears in this world. This is explained in the next verse.
So you are part of this Bhagavad Gita now. That's what. And whenever you find the after in some what time, we are prepared.
One thing I noticed at one point you mentioned that you only have a few years to go. You're working on a particular subject of how religion is experienced today. Do you really think you only have a few years to go?
Well, I don't know, but I don't know. I'm getting on. I'm 77.
Well, are you really 77?
I'm 77, yes.
But are you really 77?
Well,
what is the word you get of actually knowing God?
Well,
to actually know God. When does that begin? Actually, we think that when this body is finished, we're not finished. But if we're not working toward God, we'll come back here and work again. Because we're working in some other direction.
Yes.
But if you're working in the vicinity of God, as you are, that's good. But to try to know God, that's the ultimate
thing. Yes. Well, I agree. But I must be kind of getting back to I must get to the East 7:15 prayer.
Alright. 7:15 is before your time. It could be 20 minutes from now, by that time you'll have to bring something in. Do you have to go up for?
Yes. It's the great temple of Kameshwaran in southern India, South Madras. A very fine experience.
All the temples, yes, eh?
It's very fine.
South India.
A temple in southern India.
Which one?
Kameshwaran.
Rameshwaran.
I pronounced it wrong. Rameshwaran. Yeah. There I told you it was green water from the Ganges. And they have a pool in which they dip it. I think, I'm not quite sure if I understood, but I think that over the period, all pilgrims bring water from the Ganges, and I think this water in this pool is Ganges water that is continually being added to by pilgrims coming. I'm not sure about that. That's what I understood, but I don't know. I'd rather give the experience. I was doing a drawing, I was very fascinated, very beautiful to go to like entrances. And I was making a drawing of this, and I had a very big crowd around me. And my Indian friends, I'd really been staying at Samandapam, which is the naval center before, but it was really a center of the Indian fisheries. My biological interest had always been in the sea. And these friends came over, and they left me sitting on there to take photographs, and they came back. And the crowd were very excited. Would you like to know what they're saying? So I said, yes. So he said, what they're saying is, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? He's taking photographs with his fingers. They were more used to photographs. They'd never seen anyone doing an actual, these symbolic drawings, but I was reproducing the temple gate. And they said I was taking photographs with my fingers. I thought it was a wonderful expression for taking photographs with my fingers. Can I say this? Oh, he did. Israel, put that down.
Yes.
Right. Let the light put that down. Now I must
the Indian style.
I must follow you how you eat this. I don't know how you.
Anything done is casual. Then no excuse.
It's called Puri.
Puri is different.
Charlie has those teeth.
Got it. Doing, they're going out to the Far East. I've been out advising on the setting up of fishery biological research in Hong Kong.
Oh.
But I never believe in going straight out, but I've always stopped in India at various places, very for a short time. I had a great friend, Professor Bao, who is Professor of Zoology at Lucknow. He then became Vice Chancellor of Patna. But he overworked very badly, he had a breakdown, and then very ill. But he was obviously a nice man, and I stayed with him in Lucknow.
This zoology is another subject matter. Whether life began from matter, matter began from life.
It's a great problem in biology. How did life arise from inorganic matter?
Do you think
there isn't? No, I
say that. Life. First came from life, matter also came from life. Life. That is explained in the Dhyan Sutra. Dhamma Dasadata.
And it is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. So there is no intention.
But life may have arisen from the inorganic by the breathing in of the divine. You do it. And there's no doubt that our bodies are material. But within our bodies, this is divine, what I call the divine flame, if I may.
Why not the divine person? Where from the flame comes?
How to find out the divine person from whom the flame comes? Well, you were talking about how God is a manifestation of power. Your statement, but the manifestation of power, we always find it in relation with the source of power. It's like the sunlight, this is manifestation of the power. It's great power in the sunlight, it's happiness or electricity and some of these things. But that sunlight is not dependent on energy, it's dependent on the source.
And relax is upon it. Tato vang imani bhutani jayante. So your going is suspended now?
No, I'm still going.
Where is it?
In the coffee bar.
then talk about this more instead. Because killing yourself, then why do you object to us? Actually, the problem is very simple.
Is that a great problem?
Yes.
Very good.
But you should teach philosophy by behaving yourself.
So simple.
Yeah. Let me get to my lawyer. Like Goldsmith. Who are the end to us? I don't have any asking. Whether you are meat eaters, killing animals. Yes, that is your food. So if you have four animals, can become your food. The big nation can say, the small nation is my food. I can kill them. You can kill them. Everyone can say. That is happening that in my children.
The Gore, sort of, in India today. I've always admired Rabindranath Tagore very much, his poetic writings. Do people in India think much of them today?
Whatever. But it has got little similarity to Vaishnavism. He is Gitanjali.
He had a great reputation in the Western world.
But his literatures are not read by exception.
Mostly in Bengal. And because he was accepted in the West, therefore they were very proud of him. But otherwise.
The Russians read. I have heard that in your Oxford University there is study of Rabindranath books. The study?
A study of which book?
Rabindranath.
Oh, well, I think people do that, yes. He gave a course of lectures in Oxford about 1923, I think, or 52 or 23, which were very well attended. I wasn't there, unfortunately, because I read them.
1953?
23. 23.